Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 229 for November 22nd, 2009. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And coming up shortly is Lorraine Romero, the co-host. We'll be having a co-hosted segment in the show here shortly. Don't you know that it's rolling in? The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. Before it hits everywhere. The song you're listening to is Heavy Weather. It's going down. You gotta keep yourself together. And the band is Fly My Pretties. You can find a link to this music in my show notes, or actually on my homepage of the show at www.hometravelagent.net. I'm moving to solid ground. You can't believe just what I found when you know, you can also find all the past shows, or almost all the past shows, on the homepage at hometravelagent.net. Stop over there and check it out. And there's an area on the right-hand side of the page where you can enter your email address, and you will get the show notes delivered every week in your email inbox. So try that out, see if you like it. Well, I want to thank our sponsor, and that sponsor is GoToMeeting, the Citrix Corporation. And I want to thank them for sponsoring the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I want to take a moment to tell you about some very cool features in GoToMeeting. You know, GoToMeeting, you can start meetings with just one click, and it's available, the software, GoToMeeting software is available for the Mac, and you can instantly change presenters from you to someone else. Now, the whole meeting you can see in true 24-bit color, and as you're meeting, you can also take advantage of the chat function, which is on the right-hand side of the page, and as the meeting is going on, you can chat with other participants, ask questions, pretty cool stuff. And if you want to save your meeting for someone who can't attend, you can record it and they can play it back later. Now, GoToMeeting automatically integrates into Microsoft Outlook, and there's also a bunch of cool drawing tools available to you to use when you're having a meeting. So you can draw right on your screen and people can see what you're drawing. And last but not least, it includes phone conferencing and voice over IP. So anytime you set up a meeting, you have the ability to have people call in through voice over IP, or they can call into a conference line and listen and participate in the meeting that way. Now, our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, and that's an unlimited use of online meetings for free for 30 days. And to take advantage of this offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free trial. Well, you know, I don't know what happened last week, but the podcast went out, at least to some of you, with no audio. And I discovered that early on, but I didn't discover it until after the show was uploaded to the server. And always, I check the show after it's uploaded to the server because a number of things can happen on its way being uploaded to the server. And a good thing I did check, because when I checked it, there wasn't any audio. And I went back to the show on my hard drive, where it was saved on my hard drive, and there it had no audio either. So eventually I discovered it was a problem with rendering it down into a file. So I tried mixing it down into a file a couple more times, and it kept coming up with no audio. And finally I switched computers and rendered it down, and it worked out okay. But about an hour and a half went by until I could get the new audio set up in the show. And in the meantime, if you had your iTunes on or another podcatcher software going, the show may have downloaded to your hard drive and it was blank, nothing in it. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to repost the show from last week, so you get another copy of it. It'll be a good copy. And you'll also get this show, obviously, because you're listening to it. But, you know, if you've already gotten the show from last week with the audio, as some of you did, I know, because I got the audio fixed later on, so people that downloaded the show later got the good file, and people that downloaded the show early got a bad file. But I'm going to repost it, so if you got a good file last week, you can just go ahead and delete. But if you didn't, you have last week's show, and you won't miss it. So that's the story on last week's show. I apologize for that, but every once in a while, a glitch is going to take place, and at least we have an opportunity to fix it here. Well, with that, what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment of the show, and we'll move right on into that. So here we go. Well, here we are. We're live on the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're back to you again this week for another great show, and Lorraine Romero's joining us as the co-host, and she's going to talk about her experiences on the trip that she recently took. She took a riverboat trip and visited many towns, but she's going to briefly describe some of her interesting experiences during that trip in terms of the places that she visited. Welcome, Laureen.
Hi, Barry. Thank you. As we discussed in last week's segment, that I had brought a group, been working on this group for a little over a year, on the legendary Danube, and the company that I worked with was Avalon, and had a great experience. It was the first time I had worked with this particular group. There were 14 clients, so that's 7 cabins, and we went on Avalon's riverboat cruise from Prague. We're in Prague for 3 nights at the Hilton Prague. Had an absolute wonderful time. The process of a riverboat group, or it could be an individual couple, is the first day, good or bad, is always your flight. So if you're coming from the United States, just say goodbye to that first day, because you're in transit the entire time. Day 2, 3, and 4 were spent at a hotel that was included in the package, and the hotel was Hilton Prague. Was absolutely wonderful. A really nice modern hotel. I have been in European hotels before when we went to the Mediterranean. And European hotels tend to be very small. This one obviously catered to the American clientele. The staff all spoke English. Most of the things were obviously not in U.S. dollars because you're a long way from home. Their English was much better than my Czechoslovakian. And so long as you try to be able to communicate with people, they don't point and laugh. They really try to help you out, which is great. The hotel was located close enough to the old downtown that we spent most of our time walking. When we got to the hotel, everybody on the bus was greeted by our tour guide. She was with us for the entire trip. She was there at a counter. She had certain hours, handouts for different activities that were going on in the area. She had some recommendation for restaurants, which was great. The restaurant that we went back to, not once, but twice, the very first night we went there, and then we went back for lunch the next day because it was just so wonderful, was called Gate. And it literally was 5 minutes walking where we were, and I would definitely recommend it. I have sent Barry the email or the web address for that place, and I definitely would wanted to bring it up again because it was worth going to. Prague Old Town has some wonderful architecture there. It definitely is an old town, and the thing that struck me the most about there was this item called the astronomical clock, and I sent Barry a couple of pictures of it. It just, there was something very haunting to me about it. It has a very long history. It was destroyed. They rebuilt it back. This area had a significant damage, as in most Germany and Austria and Hungary during the war times, and they were all celebrating when we went through Berlin. The 20-year anniversary of the wall coming down. So there's a lot of festivity about changes and how they were had 2 decades of change, and it was a lot of fun. The people there were really nice, and I can't remember if I had mentioned in the last podcast or not, but I had gone into Starbucks in Prague, another Starbucks in Vienna, and I went to Nuremberg, and my sister, you know, that's what relatives are for, was giving me grief about why on earth would you go into a Starbucks when you have all these local places to go to. And it was amazing. You walk in and it looks just like a regular Starbucks that you're used to going to in Seattle or San Francisco, the 2 that we have here in Windsor, California. And I'm sure, Barry, in your area, you have at least 1 Starbucks not too far away. All look exactly the same. They're just in different languages. And it was amazing. They had the same displays up. And it was just, I actually found it pretty ironic. But selfishly, I was there because, just like in the ones that they have here, they had free Wi-Fi. And the hotel had Wi-Fi, but it was very expensive. Most of the cafes you could go to, which was great, you could get coffee there, and they would give you a code to be able to get on. But everybody's Wi-Fi that I found was locked. You had to have it password protected, which is different than our area because there's a lot of times Wi-Fi is open. It's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a security issue, but if you are not on a international roaming plan, you probably don't want that data going back and forth because it would be very expensive. We spent 3 days in Prague, and we saw many, many things there. And there was a castle there, and it was absolutely beautiful. The only place I have been to is Alaska, Hawaii, and part of the Mediterranean, and there was nothing like any of that where we were before. And it's just the Charles Bridge was there, and that was absolutely stunning. I got some great photos from there. For us, the little shock was most of the bridge was actually under construction, so you saw a whole bunch of it barricaded off, which, you know, prohibited some of my picture taking. But, yeah, I dealt with it and worked around that. After the 3 days, we were put on a shuttle that took several hours, and we went down to Nuremberg in Germany, got on the cruise, and it was wonderful. As I mentioned in last week's show, a total different level of being catered to small clientele. It was very different than getting on a regular mass market Holland America, Royal Caribbean, or NCL ship. And then we went to Regensburg, again in Germany, which is a beautiful town. Everywhere we went, there was a city tour. So every town that we went into, we were able to be able to hear about the history, be able to go. We had English-speaking guides that helped us to be able to get the history. And it was just a lot of fun. We went to Passau and Linz, L-I-N-Z, in Austria. Really enjoyed all that area. Again, rich with history, food. There was always food. I know that's pretty amazing, but, you know, the excursions we went to, they had one of them gave us sausage and sauerkraut. Gail had a beer. And they had just different specialties, and just being able to show you what the area is like. They actually asked us in one area, oh, you know, when you're in Nuremberg, try the sausage there, and then when you're in Austria, give their sausage a try, which I found pretty ironic because, you know, it's not meat as far as I'm concerned. But they really took it very seriously, the difference. Ugly American speaking. And then we were heading to Melk, which is in Austria, unless I totally blew that. Yes, it's in Lower Austria, and we went to the Benedictine Abbey. What an amazing tour they had there. The history, again, the church history, really would have to go on the tour to be able to understand how different it is from what you would expect. It was very high tech. In fact, they brought us in. They said, this is what you would expect to see. They had these huge, I mean, you know, you could go into one of our pubs here, and there would be this huge flat screen TV. And a lot of that is because a lot of the religious icons are traveling around the country. And again, this is how you'd be able to see it close up. But this is all taken care of by the monks. It's all furnished. It was really amazing. They had an 800-year-old crucifix there, one of the many things that they actually had that was live. And we were just like, wow, that is, it was huge. It was like 10 feet high, and it was huge. It was obviously handcrafted by an artist, and it was absolutely beautiful. And just looking at it going, wow, that's 800 years old. Where was the United States 800 years ago? Oh, we don't really have any history that goes that far back. We really loved Vienna. Nice town, beautiful lights at night. We were there. We got in early enough to be able to see the lights going, and most of the traveling that we did for the riverboat cruise was at night, so it was dark. But when we came in, it was just outstanding to see all the lights, and everything was lit up, and the colors and the beauty. And then we went into Budapest for 2 days, which is Hungary. And one of the things that we really liked in Budapest is that when you came in, literally walking distance from there was this huge market. They had two different types of market. One was in an old building, and there was three stories worth of sellers. You could buy linens there. You could buy herbs there. We bought a ton of paprika. And the other thing that I wasn't expecting to get, because I know that a lot of people mostly get it from Spain, is that we got saffron. Very inexpensive. So that's what all my friends are getting for Christmas. They're going to think I'm a big spender. I'm simply bringing back some spices that I got for a really good price. But they had everything imaginable that you can get from there. The only thing I didn't find on this entire trip, and I was pretty open to whether we were going to get this or not, was I wanted a sweatshirt, just a plain basic sweatshirt that said either Prague on it or Melk or Budapest, just something boringly touristy, normal. Everything was way over the top as far as I was concerned. It just not at the level, just I wanted simple. They had beautiful coats. They had beautiful jewelry, so I take it back. I did buy a friend of mine a necklace that she will get, actually, probably for Christmas. There were so many things that you can do in Europe. It was absolutely beautiful. Some of it could be food-related. Some of it doesn't have to be food-related. Several of us went on a tour in Vienna, stepping back a couple of days, and we went on a apple strudel tour, demonstration. It was absolutely wonderful. We had such a great time being able to go to all the different places, be able to just get a little hint of what it's like to be in Vienna, to go to Salzburg and do a Sound of Music tour, which is wonderful. They also made optional tours so that you can go to a Royal Waltz in Vienna. And I would just love to have been able to spend more time there. The town that we became the most comfortable with, of course, is going to be Prague, and that was because we were there for 3 days. But I really recommend that if you've got clients that you're going to have to do some of these tours, make sure that on the back end that they also add on a couple of days. Because when they originally come in, and if they are doing a riverboat cruise, they will, in their package, have included for the first couple of days a hotel. It allows them to get grounded, get used to the time zone change. When we went, it happened to be not only was there a 9-hour time zone difference for us, but they had just finished their time difference. Europe does their daylight savings time a week before we do, so it was kind of weird. But being the fact that we could start 3 days in advance before going on the cruise. The cruise is absolutely wonderful, but it's just not enough time to be able to soak in the culture, the beauty. Honestly, after a while, things start to kind of blur together. Okay, are we in Germany? Are we in Austria? Where are we? So to be able to have people be able to come back down at the end of that kind of experience, at the end of the trip, make sure to have them plan in 2 or 3 more nights in whatever town they're going to. For example, we ended in Budapest. We would love to have been in one of the towns in the area just for a couple of nights instead of rushing off after the first day early in the morning to go catch our flight to come home, which is, again, another whole day excursion. There were several people that we had met from Australia, and they actually had started their trip in Paris. That is another thing that you can do, is have your client start in Paris, do a Paris to Prague trip. And then, again, you're there for a couple of days, and then do the Prague to Budapest and stay for a couple of nights. So if you have clients that are coming on a long international trip, like if you have clients from Australia, make sure that they come in several days before and several days after. Even if you just have clients coming from the U.S., make it worth their time. Remember, at the front and the back of their trip, they're going to be losing a day. So why not, while they're there, be able to enjoy what this culture has to offer. It's a beautiful place, and I definitely would love to go back. One of the clients who were on there, they were already looking up bed and breakfasts. They had seen bed and breakfasts in Prague, and they wanted to see, can we just come back and come to Prague, stay at a bed and breakfast? They've already got it all planned out. We'd like you to set up to do that. We'd like to take a train all the way down to Budapest. They've got it all. They're ready to go back. So, yes, this is definitely a way to go, way to experience history. Most of us somehow have part of our culture from our background come somewhere in Europe, whether they are Polish, Hungarian, do their ancestors come from Germany, are they Austrian? Our families come from many, many different places, and it's actually nice to see where your roots are coming from and to see, wow, culture. Can you imagine having, you know, being able to say, oh, yeah, I'm fifth generation from this town? I mean, to me, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, here in the United States, in California, you know, we're all here because of the gold rush. So we've been, you know, maybe at the most, we have houses that are 150 years old, while they have things that are thousands of years old, which I think is amazing. So get your clients to go to Europe. Get them to be on a riverboat cruise. If they've done that, been there, done that already, have them experience the riverboat cruise. There's several different options that are out there, several different companies, whether it's Avalon, Viking, AMA. Check them out. I know that we are taking a break, Barry and I, for the Thanksgiving holiday. He is going to go out of town, and so we're going to be on hiatus for a week. The following week, I know I will also not be on the show, I will be on the show, but I will have been at the Luxury Expo for the entire week just prior to our recording. So the next time that you have us on your iTunes feeder, we will have Mike Davies, who is the owner of River Cruise Discounts, and he will be talking about different cruise lines that serve as riverboat cruises. And I will follow up later with a report about the Luxury Expo. But I'm planning on meeting with a lot of the vendors that are there and focusing on riverboat cruising for my clients, an area I had never experienced before, and I really would love to be able to give everybody more information about it. So there you go, Barry.
Yeah, that's a great specialty, the riverboat cruising, to take on. And that's something I would like to do someday. And actually, I've got that on my list of things to do. And that's sounds like a wonderful experience and a good way to see Europe and explore your ancestry if you're from European stock.
Exactly, exactly. And I, as you know, because you put them up, I have several photos that are being cycled on the website of some of the different things that I've seen, and I wanted to be able to share with people to kind of get a feel for what it's like. For those of you who are following me on Facebook, you would have seen me sending some from the lounge of the riverboat cruise live time. Okay, 9 hours difference, but close enough to live time. And it's absolutely beautiful over there. On a different note, Barry, you and I, just before this recording, were talking about a phenomenon that's kind of starting a wave called Google Wave. And if we have listeners that are interested, I do have some invites. It's one of those things that if you have to explain it to people, you're really not there yet. But if you've heard about Google Wave, both Barry and I are on a Google Wave, and you're going to be maybe starting one in all your free time, right, Bear?
Yeah, actually, they're pretty simple to start. And what I thought I would do is, for any listener that's currently a member of Google Wave, or anyone that may get an invite from Laureen if they request it, to become a member of Google Wave. I'll start a public wave for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and you can go on there and see what it's all about. And, you know, we will be the first travel-related or travel business-related wave on Google Wave. I know, because I've been searching for anything related to travel on Google Wave, haven't found anything. So we will be the first, but, you know, that doesn't surprise me. We were the first travel business-related podcast ever, so why not be the first on Google Wave? So we will be there, and if you want to explore, just search for travel agent or for travel, and the public wave that I create should come up. And I just want to say quickly, what Google Wave is, it's like a bulletin board system, but it's a combination of bulletin board, email, instant messaging, and a wiki. And it's a very powerful tool. It looks simple when you go into Google Wave for the first time. You kind of think, well, what's this all about? It looks very simple. But underneath the simplicity, it's a very powerful communications tool. And I think that's why everybody's getting all geeked about it, because once you start using it, you will see the power there and available to you in terms of collaborating and communicating. It's going to be something, I think. So you want to give it a try, give it an experiment, check out the Home-Based Travel Agent Wave that I'll create yet tonight. It's really simple to do, and I'll have it up and going.
And part of the requirement to be on Google Wave, you know, I'm just putting this out there. This is just my opinion. This is not the views of the Home Travel Agent Podcast. This is just Maureen's opinion, that Google may someday be the next Microsoft or Apple or Adobe, because they just are doing so much. And one of the requirements to participate in the Google Wave program, because this still really is at a beta invite-only level, is you have to have a Gmail account. And Gmail is free. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do with it. I'd encourage everybody to either sign up for Gmail or email me, and I can send you an invite or invitation for either Google Wave or how to get a Gmail account. But for Google Wave, you do have to have a Gmail account, and you do have to be invited. I have a few invitations remaining, so if you would like to email me at my Gmail account, please include your Gmail account address, and I will send an invite. And so what happens is I cut and paste the email address, and I send it to Google. I don't send it to you directly, and you'll receive a message from Google. My Gmail account is loreenr@gmail.com, and that is spelled loreenr@gmail.com. And if you email me at that email address, I will cut and paste and put your Gmail account into an invite, and they will contact you to be able to start up and look up me and Barry. Barry, what's your Google account, so that way people can do a search for you also?
Sure. My Google email address is barry.kantz@gmail.com, and that's barry.kantz@gmail.com.
And it is really easy. I mean, you just do, once you have someone's Gmail account, you put them into your contact list, and you can get on waves together. So it's kind of the next wave. You know, I kind of like how they did that. But if you'd like to email me, my regular email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. And Barry, how do people email you?
And my regular email for the show is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And come on over and join Laureen and I in the Google Wave. And I forgot to mention, the address of Google Wave is wave.google.com. So it's www.wave.google.com. And that's how you get to it. And I'll have a link to all this in the show notes.
Great. So happy holiday, everybody. I hope people who are here in the U.S. have a nice, safe, long weekend. Again, when we have our next show, it'll be Mike Davies, and he's going to talk all about different different options for riverboat cruising. And if anybody is going to the Luxury Expo, which is in Las Vegas from November 30th, and I will be staying until Friday, December 4th, please email me and let's connect. Again, my email is sharptongued@mac.com, or we'll find a way to connect. It's always great to meet the listeners face-to-face.
Okay, thanks, Lorraine, for a very interesting piece about your travels in Europe, and I look forward to having you back next week along with Mike Davies, so we'll see you then.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, thanks, Lorraine. Thank you for the co-hosted segment, and it sounds like you had a great vacation, and I can't wait to someday get over there and over to Europe and take advantage of a riverboat cruise myself. And we do have Mike Davies coming up, and we'll be talking more about riverboat cruises here in a couple weeks. And I do have a couple of news items here, and the first news item is about hotel rates, and this is in the USA Today online hotel check-in section, and I'll have a link to this in the show note. And the hotel check-in section of the USA Today online is pretty interesting. I think it's a good area, good articles to go through. They have forums and they have archives and some interesting stuff. But what they talk about here in this particular article is that hotel rates went down 8.8% in 2009, and they're looking for another decline next year. So what this means for your travelers is good travel bargains out there with the hotel chains. And I know I got a pretty good deal coming up here staying at the Kempton Hotel chain this next week in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I couldn't believe the per-night cost that I'm getting for a boutique hotel in a big city. So take advantage of, have your clients take advantage of the great hotel rates. Another interesting part of this article, it says that occupancy levels for 2009 are expected to decrease 8.4% over the previous year, and they're down to 55.2%. What that means that on average, anytime you're in a hotel, only half of the rooms are going to be sold. So that may give you some leverage in terms of negotiating packages or tours when you're working for your clients. Anyhow, check out the article, go to the show notes, click on the link, and you'll see the whole thing right there. Now the next item I have comes from a news release. It comes through PR Web, and it's about a brand new online travel trade news media called TravelMarketReport.com. TravelMarketReport.com is news media written in the voice of and designed to be a forum for travel sellers across the globe. Now, what they're intending to do is to be an enjoyable and informative but quick read for people that are in the travel seller business. And what they're going to do is talk about travel news that's important to you and your business in selling travel. So you want to check out TravelMarketReport.com. Put that in your favorites within your browser and come back and refer to it often. I looked at it, and it has some pretty good stories in there. One interesting story it has was about the rise of medical tourism and how that's a very profitable niche to become involved in. So you may want to take a look at it. A link in the show notes will take you to the news release, and from the news release, you can link and go to TravelMarketReport.com, or you can go directly to TravelMarketReport.com. Well, anyhow, that's going to be a wrap for today. I appreciate you hanging in there and listening to the whole show, and we'll see you back again in 2 weeks. As we mentioned earlier, we're taking Thanksgiving weekend off. I will be out east, and Lorraine will be enjoying some time at home with family and friends, and I hope you all have an opportunity to do the same, and stay safe if you're traveling, and stay healthy as well. Talk to you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye now.
solid ground. You can't believe just what I found when someone lets you down. I trust and trust, you know I do. Now I just can't trust in you, cause you gave it away. And now you find that it's all gone. You can't believe just what went wrong, but it's too late. A friend indeed, and only my old friends know me, and they're loyal to the air. Oh yeah, everywhere. Don't you know that it's rolling in? You better batten down your hatches before it hits. Everywhere, when you know what's going down, you gotta get yourself together. A friend indeed.